Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel lesson. Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. So, could we call this an exercise in missing the point? The exchange in verses 25 and 26. Rabbi, when did you get here? You aren't looking for me because you saw signs, but because you ate your bread and filled your bellies. Well, that's a paraphrase. And Luther on the first commandment, large catechism, he says this, those who have money feel secure and free and easy as if they were sitting right in the middle of paradise. Those who have nothing are full of doubt and despair, as if they had never heard of God. The love of money sticks to us right into the grave. My comment, we misinterpret the blessing, and then we misinterpret the testing. Yeah, that's us. And no matter what the sign is, it can always be not seen. So the feeding of the 5,000. What is the sign? The sign is, well, the whole teaching of the miracle is who Jesus is. Because there is manna in the wilderness in the background of this, and he's the one then who feeds the 5,000 with bread from heaven. And then in the background also is Matthew chapter 4, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And when Jesus blesses the loaves and the fish, there's more than enough. But it's not supposed to point to loaves and fish, is it? It's not the gift, it's the giver. It's not the miracle, but the God who does mighty things as he watches over us. But the first reaction of the crowd, you find this in a different telling of the story in one of the other Gospels, the first reaction of the crowd was to want to seize Jesus and make him king. Missing the point. Coming into contact with God, they try and figure out how to use God. And so Jesus withdrew to the mountain and then across the lake. Withdrew to the mountain, why? In order to spend time in prayer, you see, he is the praying God, which the rest of the world will tell us is a contradiction in terms, the praying God, but there it is. He stepped down from heaven to walk with us and to know what it is to be one of us, including that part about praying. And sometimes having it seem like heaven was closed to his prayer, he was serious about walking with us. And then across the lake, and they look for him and finally find him, and Jesus greets them and says, don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. You see, there is bread, and then there is bread. There is the bread that feeds the physical being, and there is the bread that feeds the soul, the real you. But again, they don't hear. This is an exercise in missing the point, isn't it? Again, they do not hear. They do not understand. And all they can say is, well, then what should we do to be doing the works of God? What? Missing the point. Do. Were they listening at all through the whole Old Testament? Who does the doing? It's God. God who called Abraham, God who led his people out of Egypt, God who brought them into the promised land, God who sent judges and then prophets, all of whom told the people of Israel what God had been doing and what he had planned for the great work of salvation. But they were missing the point. The human being, with his mind made up, can completely miss the most obvious things. That's why the reading looks so odd. What is it to do the work of God? Well, believe. Is that a work? No. Believe in him whom he has sent. That should be clear. But the heart is a stubborn thing. So they want a sign. What will you do that we may see and believe? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. What will you do? Yesterday, 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 plus. Show us a sign, show us a sign. No matter what the sign is, it can always be not seen. A sign in Scripture is not just the physical act, but it is the truth that goes along with the visible sign, because the sign is something that is connected with God and his work. And it is not strange in this book called the Bible to hear a phrase like willfully ignorant. And the prophets whose pens wrote the pages of the Bible watched the Israelites go through the Red Sea, a wall of water on the right and a wall of water on the left, and then in a few short days get angry with God about food. Or seeing miracle after miracle done through the prophets, and still the nation turned away. Okay, here comes the last part of preaching the law. The frightening thing is, we share the same disease that drove them to miss all of that. It's called sin. It's not strange to our lives as we look closely at ourselves and see one moment strength of faith and a good Christian character, and there's the Word of God, and we know it's true. And the next moment, failure, falling into doubt, as if we had never had any encounter with God. But here comes Jesus. Isn't that the theme of the whole history of the human race? But here comes Jesus. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is himself the bread of life, the eternal food of the soul. And this wouldn't be a very good answer at all if the bread of life was only the stuff that you eat and it only keeps you alive for a little while. When God answers with the bread of life, he gives what endures forever. This is eternal bread. Strangely enough, this eternal bread goes by a name, and that name is Jesus. But wait, that's not so strange, is it? He is the only thing that can feed the soul. He is the only thing that can fill the soul. Today and tomorrow and all the rest of our tomorrows on to eternity, Jesus. It is Jesus the Savior who was willing to have the cost of eternal life. Eternal life for me? To have that cost come from him and be paid in a price of suffering, who said on the cross, "It is finished," so that I would never have to question or doubt whether it was finished, the earning of my salvation. This is the bread of life. It is Jesus, the teacher, who teaches me of salvation and of faith and fills my soul with eternal truths. The sweet gospel and the gospel promises. It is Jesus, the Lord, my friend, the King of heaven, who says, "No longer do I call you servants, I've called you friends." And it is actually just that simple. Not a system of government, not a system of laws, not a code of conduct, not rituals of religion. Simply Jesus. And everything else comes from that. So we don't come into the church complete and ready to be apostles or something else like that. Lately, we've been having encounters with people who ride up on bicycles, come into the church office, and want to talk about God. It brings to mind a well, sometimes I say irresponsible things, very irresponsible things. Back in 2013, I suggested, not terribly seriously, but suggested that we should rename the congregation, not Friends in Christ, but Island of Broken and Misfit Toys Lutheran Church. Yeah. I started to enjoy using that phrase because people coming in and asking about us, well, we might rename ourselves Island of Broken and Misfit Toys Lutheran Church, and they'd say, "I could be a part of that." We come very incomplete. We come as a mess. We come into the church. We are coming to the one person who is capable of changing and transforming us. And his name is Jesus, who makes himself our bread of life. And then begins to change us from the inside out. One of the most amazing things in all of religion, who begins to change us from the inside out so that it doesn't matter where you are from or the situation of your life, but only that Jesus is there for you. That's what matters. And it does not matter the sins of your past, but only that there is forgiveness for you in Jesus Christ, because that's who he is. And it doesn't matter wise or foolish, rich or poor, weak or strong. Stubborn or able to learn. Guess which category I put myself in. But only that Jesus has called you his own. Called you. And by his word of gospel, called you deep down in the soul to be with him. And be in his kingdom. He gives himself to us by word and by his supper and by every possible way that he can, because he is the bread of life. In Jesus' name, amen.